All right. Hello, everybody. I just want to say before starting this, I am going to add a trigger warning here because this will include conversation about body image, weight, eating disorders, kind of lots of things around that topic. If any of these topics may be triggering for you, please just listen with care or completely skip this post if needed. So this one is going to be a little bit longer. I do feel like there is a lot of depth to this and to all of these topics that kind of all come together as one. But sorry, I was making sure I was recording. But again, I want to preface, I don't want this to seem like a guilt trip or to make anyone feel bad because I myself am like incredibly overwhelmed with everything that's on social media these days and just all of these like things that are so unhealthy now and that we have to avoid and steer clear of, and then all of these other things that will like change your life and these new wellness habits and things that you like must try. So I understand it is incredibly overwhelming and sometimes it's just like, holy shit, back off. Like everyone back off, let me live my life. So with that said, I want this to be very plain, simple, straightforward, as that is how I feel your health should be to begin with and your relationship with your body should be with and should be in the first place. So I have struggled with my body image and my weight for many, many years. This goes back to when I was in university. I would probably say it started about 6 years ago. I say struggled past tense because I do feel like as much as when you get into that mindset and when you do struggle with disordered eating, it takes a while to fully recover from that and like fully move on. So I feel like I'm for sure, like if not fully healed, I'm like 99%, which I'm very happy to say. But I struggled for many, many years, and this started with counting every single calorie that entered my body to go into fasting for, I would say, probably 20 hours a day, if not more. Unfortunately, at the time, my goal was to lose weight. It wasn't to prioritize my health, obviously. And I, like, funnily enough, I was not losing weight, and on top of that, I felt like shit, like absolute shit. I was a bundle of nerves all of the time, and I would literally jump at a pin drop. As time went on, I knew I could not live like that anymore, and so I decided to look more into nutrition. And as I say this, this is, like I said, when I first started struggling with this, it was 6 years ago. So things like, I want to be now telling you this and talking about this out loud, because another thing is like, why is this such a not sensitive, of course it's sensitive, but it's such a closed off topic that people do not speak about. And I'm honestly sick of it. And I'm done with it, because the more that people don't speak about it and understand how damaging it really is, it won't change. And I think the moment I started to struggle with this, it changed so many other things for me. Like I just said, like, I was so anxious all the time. I would literally jump at the sound of a pin drop. Like, I know that sounds a little extreme, but it would be the tiniest things. I would jump out of my skin. And nobody wants to live like that. Like, nobody. So I go back to looking into nutrition. And this time I looked into it not wanting to, I would say not my main primary goal being to lose weight, but it would be to actually take care of myself and figure out what is going to make me healthy and live my best life and take care of my body the best way that I can. So if you have struggled with anything around the topic of eating, a body image, of weight, this is for you. Even if you just want to like focus on your health a little bit more and what you're putting into your body, it's also for you. Or if you're disinterested, it's also for you. So as I moved into caring more about my nutrition and what I was eating, as I said earlier, when you struggle with your body weight and your body image and disordered eating, anything along these lines, it's going to take a while to like fully heal and fully recover. And so, of course, that was like still in the back of my mind. But the more that I actually learned about the body, and more importantly, just in regards to this specific piece, the women's body, the nervous system, hormones, vitamins and nutrients, the gut, and most of all, how all of this connects to your mental health. Learning all about this and like getting into this research, it scared me. I was like, what have I done? I never want to fall back into that ever again. Like I knew at the time, like even with the internal battle that was going on in my head, my mental health and getting my happiness back was way more important to me than how I looked. So at this moment, I can so confidently and honestly, like to say, happily say is like an understatement. It kind of makes me emotional, but I like the only thoughts. Okay, I cried everything, okay? But the only thoughts going through my mind now when like grocery shopping or cooking or like going out to eat, when I'm going out to eat, I would honestly say I mainly just like get whatever the hell I want, which is great. But when I'm like grocery shopping or when I'm cooking, the only things that I'm caring about is like, I have enough protein, I have enough fiber, I have vegetables, fruits, carbs, and I'm eating whole foods. So a huge thing, this is also specifically recently, but I've just been a lot more focused on like what is in the food that I'm eating. So it's not even like the exact food. So let's say I am getting peanut butter. Okay, so I don't actually even eat a lot of peanut butter. I don't actually even really eat peanut butter, but let's just say, for example, I'm getting some peanut butter and I, instead of what I used to do, would probably have just been the no fat or like no sugar or whatever, that one, easy. Now, I take the time to look at the ingredients of like what I am choosing, because there is going to be so many things that can be added to a list of ingredients that you have no idea what it is. And I heard recently, I think it was on a podcast or maybe even like an article or a blog or something, but it said, if you don't know what something is in your ingredient list, you probably shouldn't be eating it. And that like really stuck with me, because I don't want to be putting like a bunch of chemicals and toxins into my body. And yes, I say that on St. Patrick's Day right before I'm about to go have some drinks, but different story. Okay. We're talking about food. So, I just have focused so much more on that. And it's also huge for your digestive system. Like huge, huge, huge. I have a regular flow and I just like my digestive system is the best it's ever been since doing that and since focusing on that a lot more. But I I now I'm like, okay, the less ingredients, the better. So for peanut butter, like, I think if it just said like peanuts, olive oil, what else goes in there? Like, I don't even know because I don't eat peanut butter. That was a silly, silly example to use. But the less, the better. Salt. Yeah, there we go. Compared to like an entire list of things that are like dextrodine, cycloxin, whatever. I can't even pronounce because like those are honestly probably things, but clearly not a great thing to be entering into your body. So anyways, now that I'm done with that tangent, I care so much more about actually like nourishing my body and taking care of it and making it feel better. And I care about making sure that I'm providing it the best with like the best things that I can and in the best way. And in result of that, fortunately, I'm not looking too bad either. And some might say it's because I actually started listening to my body and like caring for it instead of ignoring it and hating it. So with that said, I know, and like I feel like this had happened to me, but like 3 years ago, no one could have told me, maybe four, like three or four, but if someone would have told me what I'm about to say right now, like I never would have believed them. So I need you to believe, and there is proof. I have a roommate and he sees, okay? I now, this is from someone who wouldn't eat until 4 p.m. or would, or have a very, very minimal breakfast. I now eat. Are you ready? Okay. So this has also been about like for about, I would say over at least over a year, like a year and a half. Three eggs with chives, black pepper, soaked in. My best friends also told me like maybe I should cut down on the butter, but honestly, just like let a girl live. Two tablespoons of butter, a mixed berry smoothie with like three big scoops of Icelandic yogurt, a green juice, a bone broth, two pieces of sourdough toast with butter. And that's just my breakfast. And I feel great. Like, I feel great. So, that's just my breakfast. Like, I learned throughout my research over time. And also, it took trial and error. Like, I was willing to find out the things that, like, worked best for me. And again, I'm not going to say that this is going to be what works for everybody to eat like that big of a breakfast. I'm just saying that I had to remind myself at the end of the day, I need to care more about how I'm feeling, what I'm putting into my body, and like how that is helping me and how I'll feel instead of how I'll look. And so it's just so much more about like what you're eating instead of how much. Like what you're eating is so important. So now on to, I just like have to make a note as well, because if you are a woman fasting for over 12 hours, not including the hour before bed, your time of sleep, and the hour after you get up, I urge you to consider stopping or doing some serious research on it before continuing, such as things like how long you should be doing it, for what times you should be doing it in between, being mindful of the first thing you're eating when you break your fast, et cetera, et cetera. Like things like that. Just because I also like did a lot of research on that and I've learned a lot about fasting over time, and it's extremely different between men and women. It really, really can mess with a woman's hormones, fasting, and it can also be kind of dangerous. It can really, really, really mess up your like entire digestive system, which I will get onto with my personal experience, but we're all different. I understand that. I do have a strong feeling that fasting is just not the sustainable option, and there are many different paths to what you want from it, like what you want to achieve from it. My personal experience, the reason I chose to fast was because at the time, again, I didn't care as much about what was being put into my body compared to how much was being put into my body. It was just like, quote unquote, the easiest option. I never felt like I had, like in my life growing up, and this is because of numerous different factors, but I never just really felt like I had a ton of self-control. And when I started fasting, it was something that just, it was quote unquote easy for me. I felt like I had the self-control. It was something that if I just distracted myself, the longer I went, the easier it was, etc. You know, I would convince myself, like, the longer you go, you'll minimize the amount of food entered. I need to be very clear that, like, this is all in my head. This was how I, like, viewed it, and it was absolutely not the reality. I would, like, tell myself I feel great, and it was just mind games. And I would tell myself this right up until I ate. And so, if you haven't heard anything scary about my fasting experience yet, this is where it comes. So when it was the time for me to eat, it was almost like an out-of-body experience for me. I could not recognize any hunger cues. I would care very little to none about what I was eating, and I could not stop. And if I did stop, I would never, ever, ever feel like it was enough. This led to numerous different outcomes, all being negative, might I add. The one guaranteed outcome was that I would be probably, like, honestly the least important, but it's still very important. Least important, but it is important. But the guaranteed outcome was that I would be bloated all the way up until the next day when it was time to eat. This is because I would be fasting from, let's say, 8 to 4. Maybe no. Let's say it was from 6 to... No. Now I can't even remember. It was later. It was like 9 to... I don't even know, 20 hours after... I'm on the spot. I'm being put on the spot doing math. But basically what would happen is I would eat late, and then I would eat so much that I would go to bed like so soon after that. I'd wake up and I would feel so sick. And then it would just kind of wean off, wean off, wean off. And then the moment that, you know, I felt hungry again, I would get this like intense hunger and it would be time for me to eat again, which would go on into a cycle and keep going and keep going. So another outcome, this is one of two. It would, the guaranteed outcome was always, and then it would also be either one of two other outcomes. One of them was that if I did stop and cut myself off before I felt sick, I would feel incredibly depressed and angry because I was lacking so many nutrients. I wasn't satisfied and I had no energy. And if I was able to cut myself off and overeat for hours, I would feel incredibly depressed and angry because I had no self-control. I knew I would be sick. I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep. Clearly, the only outcomes from this was sickness, a fierce depression, and uncontrollable anger. This cycle left me like day to day. This wasn't just these minimal moments, okay? Like, this consumed my life, as a lot of EDs do. It consumed me. I either was so hungry, so sick, so angry, so upset, et cetera, et cetera. I had extreme mood swings, self-hatred, inflammation. Like, my body was inflamed everywhere. I had unbearable periods mentally and physically. And I just remember, like, at the time, my PMS, it would be so bad. Like, I've always had pretty bad periods in terms of pain, like physically. I will get backaches, but this, it was my mood, like my mental health. I would just cry and cry and cry and cry for no reason. I mean, obviously for this reason, but at the time it was like, what is going on? Like, what is wrong with me? Clearly this. So, you know, that chronic anxiety, I just was uncomfortable all of the time. And so if that wasn't enough to have you stop or reevaluate the situation, mainly if you were a woman, I also just know what I put my body through, and I put it through a great deal of trauma when I didn't need to, and some of which took a really long time to reverse, such as my gut and my digestive system. I had to slowly, slowly wean myself back onto eating earlier and earlier and earlier, and it was just awful. Like, I would be so sick all the time, and I just felt like crap all the time. So I would just really highly recommend taking a second and like reevaluating that situation and maybe trying to find like a different route or a different path, which I would recommend, just like balance and looking into what you're eating and eating whole foods and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But secondly, disordered eating comes in many different shapes and forms. I would never in a million years have admitted to having an issue with food or eating until I started to heal from it, like ever. And, you know, people would ask, like, I think sometimes it's clear when it's happening, sometimes it isn't. And this is a whole other thing of like, be sensitive to people, okay? And like, I hope that I don't have to tell you, but don't ever comment on someone's weight. Like, literally ever. Don't ever tell someone if they're like smaller. Like, don't say they look good, because that's just going to encourage what is going on. And then they're going to think that's all they're worth. And don't ever say anything the opposite, because that would lead someone, that would lead someone down a very, very, very bad path, an even worse path than what they're already going down. This is like a side note, a little tangent, but if you ever are like wanting to say anything to someone and give them a compliment, like, try and steer it in a way that's not I lost it. But that's not their, oh my God, I cannot even figure out the right word right now. Appearance. Ah, there we go. That's not on their appearance. There are so many other things that you can say to people, and it doesn't have to be their appearance. And I just think it's safest now to steer it in a different direction to maybe save someone from having a panic attack, feeling awful about themselves, ruining their day, ruining their night, etc. I've used etc. a lot. But like, I never in a million years would have admitted to it. I didn't think that I did. Like, I wouldn't have even admitted it to myself, like having an issue with food or eating or anything, until I started to kind of heal from it and move past it. Therefore, the way that I look at disordered eating, again, not a doctor, this is just my personal experience, but if you are more focused on how it will make you look instead of how it will make you feel, that is a cause for concern. There have been moments where food had made me feel awful. And there were moments that food brought out love and passion and peace and excitement. And the only difference was how I viewed it. In terms of neglecting your body's needs all around, whether that be not giving it the correct nutrients, filling it with processed foods more than unprocessed, or not giving your body enough of anything, your body is your life partner. I know that it sounds cliche and it sounds silly, but you are stuck with yourself for your entire life. And there is simply no point in trying to harm yourself. You're just doing the best that you can. You are literally just going out and doing the best that you can every single day. And so is your body. Your body's just following around after you, trying to pick up your slack and do what it can do for you. And so treat it like your best friend. Like, it's almost like I'm new into like being a plant mom, so I've taken actually a lot of consideration and care into my plant and done a lot of research in like plant caring and stuff. But it's almost like a plant that you're trying to grow, except for you go everywhere with it and it has a lot more feelings. But you wouldn't step on it, let it starve, let it dehydrate, let's say pour alcohol in it instead of water. You would put it in a place with sunshine. You water it when it needs watering. You chop off the dead ends. Of course, you are much more important and require much more care than a plant. And then the reward is how you flourish because of it. How good you feel because of the care you have taken of yourself. There is no better feeling than taking the best care of your permanent home, aka your body, and then feeling the rewards of it. And I promise, like I just wish that I knew this. Like, I promise it's worth it. And I wish that I had known that I didn't have to. I wish, first of all, that I knew that, like, that is not me. I am not how I look and how my body is, and I'm so much more than that. But I'm also, I need to take care of myself. I'm worth taking care of. And I know I have the capability of doing it. Once you start taking care of yourself and you start learning to love it instead of hate it and speak kindly instead of speak negatively, it will turn your world around. And healing and moving forward from it comes in so many different ways. And there are a million different forms in which that can take, but it will be okay. You know, it will be okay. And you will get to a point where you will feel better and it's worth it. And I'm going to attach like a link at the bottom of this blog as well, where this podcast will also be linked. But there will also just be some resources and things that have helped me. Also, Instagram accounts that have helped me. I think especially like coming out of it and kind of redirecting like my thoughts towards eating and food and my body image, I think Instagram really helped because it was a lot of people my age and they their kind of story as well and how they turned that around. So I will attach all of those things at the bottom. And if you have any feedback, any advice, I am always taking it with open arms. Or if you just want to talk about your experience, I am always here to talk. And love you all.